Track 6, What's On? A selection of some of the best events taking place around our county during May.
Pop! Wet, Wet, Wet! The multi-platinum selling band will be playing an intimate acoustic set featuring founder member Graham Clark, long-standing guitarist Graham Duffin, and lead singer Kevin Sim. Expect the odd story from the band's history thrown in for good measure. That's on May the 16th at King's Lynn Corn Exchange.
Family fun. Sandringham Food, Craft and Wood Festival chefs, including John Terode, Cherish Finden, Galton Blackerstock and Jenny Stringer and Andrea Wallace, will be appearing in the Cookery Theatre. Plus, there will be demonstrations of rural crafts, including glass blowing and blacksmithing, shopping pavilions, and in the chainsaw carving area, marvel at 20 talented artists from around the world who will be competing for the championship title, May the 2nd to the 4th, Sandringham Estate.
Music, Folk on the Pier. Bellowhead founders Spears and Bowden, the Laurel Canyon Project, Chris Leslie, Demon Barbers, Mark Radcliffe and David Boardman, Jerry Colvin Folk Orchestra, Vicky Clayton and Feast of Fiddles are among the acts heading to the Seaside Festival that attracts music lovers from all over the country. That's on May the 8th to the 10th at the Pavilion Theatre, Cromer.
Festival. Cromer Crab and Lobster Festival. The seaside town will be celebrating its most famous export with family-friendly, fishy-themed entertainment. May 15th to 18th. Evington Lawns, Cromer.
Horticulture. Creek Abbey Plant Lovers Day, the Chelsea Flower Show in miniature. Around 25 East Anglian specialist garden nurseries will be exhibiting, including Wootton's of Weniston, Seagate Nurseries and Henstead Exotic Gardens. They'll be joined by carefully selected horticultural suppliers offering high-quality garden tools and gardenalia. The event raises funds for Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity. That's on May the 16th at Creek Abbey, South Creek.
Heritage. Railway 200 Exhibition Train. The free travelling exhibition returns to the county, featuring fun interactive displays and amazing stories exploring how railways transformed our world. May the 19th and 20th. Mid-Norfolk Railway, Dereham Station, May the 21st. Mid-Norfolk Railway, Wyndham Station.
Beccles Food and Drink Festival. One of the biggest foodie events in the region, celebrating artisan produce, community and the joy of sharing food, with more than 70 stalls from the Waveney Valley and wider East Anglia. Street food, live music and children's entertainment, plus a cookery theatre showcasing the skills of local chefs. That's on May the 23rd in Beccles Town Centre.
Music. Celebration of Sir Carl Jenkins, internationally renowned classical musicians, will gather to honour the music of beloved composer Sir Carl Jenkins at a special fundraising concert hosted by Music in the Burnhams. The evening, which the composer is due to attend himself, will include performances from the British Sinfonietta, King's Lynn Festival Chorus and Norwich School Choir, accompanied by acclaimed musicians, cellist Adrian Bradbury, violinists Benedict Holland and Zhu Yeon, Sir, harpist Alice Hughes, euphonium player Dan Thomas, bass baritone Paul Carey-Jones, and soprano Christina Macar, conducted by Ben Horden. They will perform some of Sir Carl's most celebrated works, such as Cantilena from Symphonic Adiamus, Benedictus from The Armed Man, and Cantata Memoria, which was written in commemoration of the Aberfan disaster. May the 9th, St. Nicholas Chapel, King's Lynn.
Jazz. Tatiana Eva Marie, the top New York jazz singer, brings her unique style of French gypsy jazz to Norfolk. Swiss-born Tatiana has enchanted audiences around the world, released 12 albums and accrued 100 million YouTube views. She'll be joined by a Cardiff-based trio led by the international jazz harpist Ben Crichton Griffiths. That's on May the 31st, St Margaret's Church, Clynex the Sea.
Spring Inspirations, Open Gardens. A number of beautiful gardens are opening this month to raise funds for St John Ambulance. Sunday, May the 10th, noon until 5pm, Elmham House and Silverstone Farm, North Elmham, Dearham, NR20 5JY and NR20 5EX. An opportunity to see two different gardens a few miles apart. Elmham House is set in parkland with a shrubbery of azaleas, rhododendrons and many specimen trees. The 18th century walled garden has a collection of old English apples and other fruit and vegetables. An ice house, dovecote and venison larder, now a chapel along the Walsingham pilgrimage route, will be open. In contrast, the dramatic garden at Silverstone Farm is the creation of the well-known designer and author George Carter. It is based on Dutch and English 17th century prototypes using plants of that time, with fountains, lawns, a pool and hedges. Sunday, May 17th, noon until 5pm, Besthorpe Hall, Attleborough, NR 172LJ. The gardens surround the hall, which is the remaining part of a much larger 16th century brick building. Two main garden areas are bounded by old Tudor brick walls with decorative gateways, and there are extensive lawns with cylindrical clipped yew trees. Large mixed borders of shrubs, herbaceous flowers and a mass of roses have been replanted over the past few years. Sunday, May the 31st, noon until 5, Hoe Hall, Hoe, Dearham, NR20, 4BD. A white wisteria walk running the full length of a mixed shrub and herbaceous border in the walled garden is the main feature of this garden. The hall, with views over parkland, is situated next to St Andrew's Church in the small village and has other areas of planting, including a rose parterre, espaliered fruit trees and other borders and seasonally planted pots.